Hey Abdallah, my spirit is also good morning, very good morning to you. So we were learning last time that hey Abdallah, we learned that Hezek is called Hezek, is not called Hezek. We said if it's not called Hezek, then it's just a knas, which we explained as meaning it's a drabonish. And that's why we decided to bring down the din of the tam and the dam and the naaseh, because since it's just a knas, the knas on the kemara. We're in the middle of the omelet. Like first word in the word line is kisover b'chiyah. Tomorrow's going to have a question on the Bchir. The Bchir did bring down the Tamei Menasseh. He did bring them down. So why did he bring it down? He'd already mentioned Hezek. He already mentioned Nezek. Why did he mention these three? Must be because the Bchir holds Hezek Sheni Nikeh Loishmei Hezek. It must be because he holds that it's not considered a nezek, and therefore wasn't included in the original word nezek, right? And that's why it's a new category of hezek. The hezek, but if it's considered hezek, so we now have a variety of must hold hezek sheni nikah loy shmei
hezek.
No.
Yeah.
So at this point of this Gemara, this is where the question which I'm sure a lot of people can also ask is when the point really kicks in. If here holds Hezek Shenanika, the Gemara wants to say that if here holds Hezek Shenanika, Loishmei Hezek. Loishmei Hezek means it's just a knas. Why is there only a knas? So therefore, he brought it down in a separate category because it doesn't come under the normal cloud of Nezik. But the question is, if it's only Drabonon, then why should it be called Ovis? Why should it be called Ovis? Ask me how Ovis is Zikin. If it's only Drabonon, like Rashi earlier was trying to find all the curse of the Tzukun. If it's only Drabonon, and why should it be called obvious? That's a question which is asked by a bunch of Afarim. If you look at the back of the Gemara, you'll find it there as well. I think I think it's very sure. I think at the back, I'm pretty sure it's the catch, but he's not the back. If you want to see it on in the actual Gemara, I think it was the Tver Shmuel. It's very small. He asked the council. It's a council in a bunch of things. Why is it called always if it's only drama?
I don't understand. Shouldn't that question be asked before the
unless it was always so possible to answer. So one answer, Bnei got he answers the Kasha. Bnei Shul wants to say that Efshe here holds the Hezek Shenanika, Lishmei Hezek is the Knaster Reiser, not Knaster Bono. Menatoria time to pay. And if you do it, if a person does it, amazing. The Chiddush, but that's what he wants to perhaps suggest. Nachum says that the Maskon of the Gemara, the reason why it's called obvious. It's not because of what's written in the Torah. The reason why it's called always because too long for always shine your meter. Until the end of this Gemara by the two dots. And they're all considered always. The reason why it's called always is there's no toldos. Why is it called always? Always means the main category, and then you have subcategories. There are subcategories for these 24 things. There's no subcategories to that. So why are they called always? The Gemara says they're called always to tell you they're just like us, just like always, you pay meter, so to these you pay meter. Then, come to that, we've got an answer. Bemet, Hezek, Shein and Nikya, Loishme Hezek, Tanya Knast, Rabbonon, and it shouldn't really be in R. But anyway, it shouldn't be in R because there's no Tolo. So why are we calling it an R? To tell you that you pay me Meta. Okay, so even my Rabbonon, you can say that. It's called an R because we want to tell you it's Meta. Not that there's a Makur in the Apostle. All these Rashi's beforehand, I was trying to find the Makur in the Apostle, all before we got to the end of the Gemara. Once you get to the end of the Gemara, that anyway it's not Av because it doesn't have a Tolo. So what's it called Av? It's like the it's like that, meaning you pay the Meitav. So we could say that here, hold to the chin and you get Lav Shmi Hezek, and it's only a Drabon. The reason why it's called that is because it's like the Av.
What are things that are not paid from Meitav? That's another.
Well, things are not being made like about somebody who owes money from the payment made type. Ksuba's issue, they're being made. Ksuba, Kuba, doesn't pay made type. But when I have it, you do pay made from that. The apostle says by Shurim, by all of them, says you have to pay made of Sadeh, made of Kamri Shah, you have to pay the best. We learn all the obvious from each other. So we're calling them obvious to say they all have the same din that you pay me made. That's such a simple answer. Could be that's why you should have didn't ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the teretz of the Ugno. Again, the question is definitely asked, but that's his answer. Okay? So, Lamech Sovereb here, Hezek Ching and Nikolish Mehezek. It must be, let us say, there's a rule by the way, whenever we say Lema, we don't keep to it. It's a suggestion which we know is not going to be. Lema Kosova Rabchie Hezek Shein Nike Loishme Hezek. Dishme Hezek Otonole. Otonole Nezek. To which the Gemara answers Tona Hezeke de Minkyo. Vitona Hezeke de Loinkyo. The Tane Rabchie is listing, not Tana, he's listing. The Zeko to Minka, and this thing is Zeko to Minka, but they're all under the same category of Nezek. The reason why I delineate them as separate categories is because it's some which are Nika, some which are not Nika. One to Nika, you mentioned Nezek, one to on Nika is Tani, Nidamea, and Minasek. Why three examples? So it's going to discuss it.
Can we now say that Rahira holds specifically that it is called a Nezek? It doesn't
you can't say for sure that, but it is true that. But not, you can't prove it from him. So he's going to say that it's nicer. That's a lot. Lot is the shenanigans. Is obviously making places. Lot is it's not what it is. A lot is it's not what it is. That's a lot. So we'll see the tastes.
As well.
It's not considered heavy.
Not enough.
It's not.
Right.
It's not. Right. Okay. Rashi. Lema Kisova Abchir. First word in the line is Kisova in my print anyway. It's about just over halfway down the page. If you put your finger at the top of the bottom and join them, it'll be about six lines underneath it. Lame Xova Bria, Loishme Hezek. Maybe it must be, it's not considered Hezek. Mashum Knas, who? Tony. And the reason why he listed it, because of Knas. Teloyava Bechlal, always to Bishai. It's not considered part of the ones of Abishai, because Abishai was Shmeh, well, was non-Knas, Knossis, and Abhi is bringing Knossis. So we said, because otherwise, why is he saying it? The answer was, you know what, maybe he holds Shmeh Hezek. He wants to say two types, it's one that's Nikki and one not Nikki. Okay, let's see Tosis.
So according to the Shia, I was thinking
it's not included Knas, the Knas. That we've said earlier a long time. We asked
it. We asked, why would Rabbi Hatia even think about that it should be an odd of Nazikim. It's not Nazikim, it's an odd.
Can I source it, I think?
Well, that's what it's asked.
You asked for Bashayim.
Right, so right, that's my problem.
Right, yeah, the Gemara already said that. The Bishai doesn't hold up Knosse, so Bechir bringing a lot. It doesn't hold up Knosse, he's not bringing one to
right,
Knosse.
Does it not have us? Can we consider
I don't know if he's not saying, I don't think he's saying it's not obvious. He's just saying the ones he's bringing are only the ones which are mobbing. He's not bringing Knosses.
Oh, so he said,
no, he's not. Maybe it would be called the Av, but it's not the Av. Obviously, he's focusing. Just like, for instance, the Misha only focused on the mommy, didn't focus on other mamas, right?
But it's Nezek, though. Those are all
on the CP. Also.
Why
not?
It's
a type
it's
of Nezek.
Okay.
It's a type of Knas because of a Nezek.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's not like a Nezek which is high mommy, it's high Nezek which is high Knas. Okay. Places, oinas, mafata, we did that one already. Hamatame medalmea. The Gemara had a question, metame medalmea, why didn't Rabbi Shai bring it down? Metame medalmea menasa, why didn't Rabbi Shai bring it down? And the answer was, hezek sheni nikim. Says places, have a motzi lemeimel. I could have given a different text. The leitonelu didn't list it. Mishum de lemechai v'beshevi. The mission that the Mishai is only bringing down things where there's a chiyuv even b'shevi. A person injured somebody, there's a chiyuv even b'shevi. This animal injured also a chiyuv even b'shevi. But she'en kein v'tami v'tami v'nasich. There's no chiyuv b'shevi. So, that could also be a reason why it's not all down. Because we want to bring the things which are all here, baby shaker in the list. Simple choices, no? And David, you understand, David?
Say it again. Sure.
Yeah, David says that besides the answer the Gemara gives, the Gemara could have given a different answer as well. And what? That the Rabbi Shai only listed the things that you're trying being the Shigri, being the least. And Shainke, Tami, the Damer, and Manasseh, and we saw them in Gemara Gittin, the earlier field, if you do it for me, the person doesn't remit it inside, if it doesn't Shigri, there's no key. Why not? You can ask. Then you made the Kanas in the case of the permitted. And that's what the Gemara, that's what you could have asked. Yeah? Oh, very good. Very good. You hear the kasha? What? Boishes. Boishes, no fear, boishes. How do you know that?
Because you have to be the chanan for a week. We know from the house that when the woman shit upon boishes.
The question was, how do you know that? Because we learned
it. It's all about
mazes. Where did we learn it? Next question.
Falling down.
Hold up.
Which
berry? And which berry? Second? Look at that. Kids.
Oh, very good.
So we guess. Right. Educated guessing the same question. Yeah, pairing base. That comes out of the alib. Fantastic.
He manipulated
himself with something that was amazing. What was it? Then the second pick, the Chavzayin of Dali. And you see, Chavavam and Beis also we had, that was when we had it to begin with. Chavavam and Beis, that was all the things that happened. These things happen without thinking. Jenochai. But you know how to eat and that is wrong. So that's a big question. If you're not chayev,
then why it was included in this thing?
Not chayev, but you should share this report. Any of those didn't do the amazing. So why is it? He said, I'm not going to talk about it, but Tame. Tame Because that's if you do the show, you're not chayav. You're not chayav. You bring down things you're not chayav. But he says, this guy should ask by the Rishash. That is the back of the Gemara. And why the Rishayim don't ask it? Because there was a Rishon that said this child. It's not a Gemara, right? So the Rishash answers, perhaps in the Vagoshes, what happens if somebody has kavana to damage but not to cause embarrassment? That we learned. The person has kavana to turn over. Kavana to, even if they don't have kavana for the Vagoshes, he has kavana to at least do the act, then he is chayv. So maybe perhaps that's why it's mentioned in the list. Because the type of things which you're chayv is only some element of kavana. So in case, even if you didn't have any kavana for Pesach, but not some element of kavana, you'd be chayv. Madame,
it's not showcase. So that
on Pesach there was b'shogeg. You didn't intend to embarrass.
Right. Well, no.
So in Pesach, you're right. The reason why you're going to be chayv is you had kavana for the act. You had kavana for the act, but no intention to embarrass. So you see, at least you're chayv for Pesach, even if you have no intention.
Well, no, but there's a difference between intent for the act and intent for the consequences of the act. I can do an act intentionally, but not have intent for a particular consequence. That consequence happens, it doesn't make a showgate on the that consequence.
Boishes is for embarrassing. So if you have some act, but you didn't intend to embarrass, so it's a chiddush to say a chayv to pay for that embarrassment, which you had no intention to do.
Okay.
So that boishes is a chiddush, but boishes we learn a chayv for boishes, even if you had no intention to cause embarrassment, as long as you had an intention to turn over it.
Right.
So maybe it's brought down in his price because you're chayv for boishes even without any intention.
Of causing or specifically boishes.
Right. Yeah, that's the counsel of the Rishash on the thesis. Next thesis, to each may head. Now, what is this Gemara saying? Let's say Reb Chiya holds Hezek Shein Yenikah Lo Shmei Hezek. Because if Shmei Hezek, Hotonale, he already said it. So now, thesis has got a problem. Because when it comes to Abachal Maisa, we pass it, Hezek Shein Yenikah Lo Shmei Hezek. That's what we pass. So what was bothering the Gemara? Let's say Reb Chiya holds Lo Shmei Hezek. Oh no, you know what? He can hold Shmei Hezek. What was bothering the Gemara? Why should we want to say that Reb Chiya holds Shmei Hezek? Reb Chiya said Hezek. He also said Metame Medam Elasa. Beautiful. Since now we hold Lo Shmei Hezek, so he brought them down as two separate categories. No, the Gemara's got a question. Lema, let's say he holds Lo Shmei Hezek. And the Gemara says, permit him to hold Shmei Hezek. Like we said before, every time it says Lema, the Gemara's trying to get out of this. We don't want it. And Lema, this is what he said. No, this is not it. Right? So now, but here's the problem. Rebbe Chiya said something which sounds very good. Nezek and Metamek Medamem Lasek. If you look at that, what's the first thing you think? Must be, he holds Lo Shmei Hezek. Must be, because otherwise why are you bringing them over down? So it must be hold both Lo Shmei Hezek. Do we have a problem with that? No, beautiful, that fits in the halacha. The halacha we hold, Lo Shmei Hezek. So this Rebbe Chiya is beautiful, Mamash Gevaldi. So what's bothering us? Why are we going to start now suggesting maybe that's not what he means? That's what he should mean. He should mean that. He holds Lo Shmei Hezek, like the halacha is. No, Lema holds that. Is that what you're suggesting? Is that what you're insinuating that he holds? That it's Lo Shmei Hezek? No. Memeti Kotot Shmei Hezek. He just wants to talk about one's on Nika, one's not Nika. Why? Why are you doing this? What's bothering us?
I have a good question on the analysis.
It's a question on the Gemara. Let's ask him. The Gemara, the Bnei Yeshiva asked
him. If he holds Lo Shmei Hezek, it's a question on Mandam Al Shmei Hezek.
It's an Amoyer. The Chiz is an Amoyer, it's not a Tana. An Amoyer, so you can have one Amoyer holding one and one Amoyer holding the other. But Halacha, we pass that Hezek Shein Yenikah Lo Shmei Hezek. So Rabbi Chiya here fits in with that. So what's bothering us? The one that brought her, the one in Gittin who held, his name was Chizkiah. The one who held the Hezek Shmei Nika
was
Chizkiah. The one who holds the Hezek Shmei Nika Shmei Hezek, the Gemara threw him out, asked him and refuted him. So Bemet we hold Loi Shmei Hezek. So Rabbi Chiya is beautiful. So what's bothering the Gemara? Leima, is that what you're saying? He holds Loi Shmei Hezek. No, maybe old Shmei Hezek. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? That's this discussion. Ava gab de Chizkiah, the Omar Shmei Hezek, even though Chizkiah, who was the one who said that Shmei Hezek. In Tosfos, the fourth place of the page. Yeah? He Shmei Hezek. Ava gab de Chizkiah, the Omar Shmei Hezek. Even though Chizkiah said Shmei Hezek, he Tosfos was refuted by Hanizokin in the Perek Hanizokin. So what does this mean to ask? Who cares? Want to elaborate a little bit more? What does this mean to ask?
Why is it more trying to fit in both sheep?
Why are we trying to fit in Reb Chiya into Chizkiah? Let Reb Chiya be a kumtah talker. Mikom okay nichelei laoikma brisa de Reb Chiya. Oviv Alibe. By the way, here it says it's the word Grice, talking about Reb Chiya. We've been speculating around this from the beginning. Toni Rebbe Shaya is saying it, Grice, is it Grice? Tosfos here calls it Grice. Toni Le, Nichele La Oikme, Grice de Reb Chiya, Oviv Alibe. Family, Mishpachology, there's a Noet. Reb Chiya was the father of Chizkiah. So Chizkiah was one of held. So it would make sense that his father holds the same. So at least we would like that. So the main that, although up here is easiest to explain it, it would be Loi Shmei Hezek. But since we want up here to fit in with the opinion of his son, so therefore we're suggesting that maybe not actually. Maybe he holds like his son, Shmei Hezek. The reason why he brought them both down is because he wants to say a type of Hezek that's Nika and a type of Hezek that's not Nika. Right? Another thesis. Ogdoni Hezek de Loi Minka. That was answered in Gemara. I really don't care my hold Shmei Hezek. And he's saying two types of Hezek. There's a Hezek which is Nika and a Hezek which isn't Nika. Correct, Tosfos, Biktani Hezek, the Loi Minkir. Correct, Tosfos, Vahad, Biktani, Shloisha Gavni. So why is he saying three types? You want to tell me Hezek Nika? Very good. Why is he telling me three types? Why is he got to tell me three types of Hezek She'ini Nika?
He's one.
Mitame, Midamea, Menesser. Why do you need to tell me three examples of it? Just tell me one of them, right? This question was asked about a few days ago on the Brisa, when we hunted. So Tosfos asked him, Tony, why did you tell us three cases, three examples? Answer is the fish in Shanoin, Peric and Izokin. But those were the group mentioned in Peric and Izokin. In Peric and Izokin, the Mishnah, or Medame, Medameh, Menasir. And therefore, when the Pia is bring down his 24, he's going to put them coupled together with it. Kizik Tony, similar to Shemichinom, Vashoyel, Noisesoko, Vasoyo, Diktoni Gabutuva. It tells you four different examples. Shemichinom, Shemisoko, Noisesoko, Vasoyo, all you really need to tell you, Shogun. But we said Shogun. Why did he say and the line must be coming to tell me because they're always coupled together. So he puts it together. Not come to me great Kedushim. Things which are coupled together are mentioned together. So Mamela, we have all the Shemim, Shemachinam, Shemisov, and Sova Secher. And also Mitami, Midam, and Asir, which are all coupled together because that's how We generally refer to them as couple together.
We're listing each one of them out.
Yeah, I said 24 obvious.
So how can we say that by which listed each separately in the Ma'al if they are all exactly?
They're all under the same category of Hezek, Shein, and Nikah. In the Mishnah, the Mishnah talks about each one individually. There's a reason why the Mishnah talks about each one's got a different chiddush. So since, although all he wants to tell you, in Nesek, he doesn't give thousands of examples for Nesek, right? Just for Nesek. So the question was, you want to tell me an example of Hezek, Shein, and Nikah? You want to tell me your Chayef, Hezek, Shein, and Nikah? So give one example. Why three different examples?
Does it mean each of these things is
No. It's called obvious because it's under the category of Nez. So the question was, why do you need to bring them at all? So he said, I want to bring you cases of Hezek, She'en, and Nikah. Okay, so bring one. Why do you need all of them? Answer is that since in Shas, Metame, Medame, and Nasech are always brought together. The reason is because in the Mishnah in Gittin, there was a Pemetzah Chiddush in each one. So it's brought together. So when a key is listing, delineating the Hezeks and Nikahs, Hezek, and he's saying there's also something called Hezek and Nikah, he's going to call it Metame, Medame, and Nasech. That's what he's going to call it. Hezek, Shein, and Nikah. But once he's calling them as Metame, Medame, and Nasech, there's three of them. So it comes to 24. Not that really you need 24. Maybe even less.
Kind of like that.
Video. We had that before. Mm-hmm. 13 obviously, sure. Deacon. There was 13. It was really 12. Right, Jesus. Over there, right? Jesus, third Jesus. Because since we put Shemachinam, we put Shemachinam, Shemasaka, and Saka, and Seka as one group, so we're listing them as there's four of them. And why do we bring all four? Could have just brought one. Shemen. That's it. Because they're always coupled together as one, as a group.
And Amitz Mefata, though, we keep this as one of that, even though we could have had it. That's only when we come out as one. Which is the one we come to one. We come out as
one. Okay, so that's Tesis is Tesis and the cash. Why tell me three cases of Hezek, Shein, and Nikah? Don't tell me 100 cases of Hezek and Nikah. Why? Because we get one Hezek and all the rest, all the examples of it. So just one case of Hezek, Shein, and Nikah. And we'll know other examples of that. Answer is, since in Shas, they're always coupled together, therefore here as well, we put them together. What's Tesis Raya for such a pshat? Shemachinam, Shemisocho, Mesisocho, Vasech. That's Tesis Raya for the pshat. What? You see, we brought them down as four individual obvious Nezikin. Why? Aren't you? It's because they're always grouped together, therefore we put them, brought them all down. Although we could have just said Shema. What can they be Tesis? Just, you have a question on Tesis? No more questions on Tesis?
Anyone else have a question? Did anyone else, like, the
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What
bothers you?
The Seder, it's not that.
No, that's not what's bothering them.
Each one has its own unique, natural people.
That's the question.
Well,
that's the question. What's your raya from Shemichinom? Shemisochom? It's a sochom, I said. But there, each one's got a different halacha. So that's why it's brought down as four individual obis. They're all the same din. It's nezek, a chayef nezek. They're all the same din. Somebody does this or this or this. Chayef nezek, nezek, shen, and nezek. All the same din.
To transfer the question that we have, I said, to the Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah
listening? So the Mishnah says, because they all have a tzrichasa. It's true. They all have a tzrichasa, but the reason why Chia brought it down is not to tell you a whole bunch of tzirsi. Bringing down Hezek, She'eno, Nikah. Right? With all these, we said that once you've got a case of a Odom, the Azik, once you have a case of Odom, the Azik, then We don't need to bring down all the different Adam Azik Shkia. Don't need to bring down all the different Adam the Aziks, even if there's a site suit, because that's not what we're trying to prove. But I'm trying to tell you these Chiddush HaRechiyah is not going to tell me a Chiddush. You should know Metame is Chayiv. If a Rechiyah was coming to tell us the Chiddush that Metame is Chayiv, then you're right. Then it's funny to bring down, but that's not what any of these. Rechiyah wasn't coming to tell me these. He's coming to list the cases of, that you are that are considered obvious. That's what he's coming to list. And what are the cases? If they're mazik, then it's an av. A mazik's an av. So we had the questions. Why bring down a hezek sheinini? It's on the mazik. What's his answer? You're not coming. I wanted to tell you a case of hezek, which is nikya, and a case of hezek sheinini. That's why I want to bring it down. I'm not going to teach you halacha. If I'm going to teach you the halacha, then you'd of course be right. There is a chiddush in metame, there is a chiddush in menasa, and there is a chiddush in medame. There is a chiddush in him, but that's not his role. Is not to teach you the metame ischayim. That's a mishnah gittin. That's not his role. His role is to list all the things. If you do, there's an identity. That's what he's doing. So we have a question. So why bring three types of hezek sheinini? You don't need them. Just one hezek sheinini. You'd want to tell me not only it's listing in things which are nikah, what are the ainini? Says Tosafot, you don't need to bring all three to tell me. So what's Tosafot's answer? It doesn't matter, you're right. Since in the Mishnah enumerated together, therefore he enumerated them together. That's Tosafot Teretz. We're not coming to argue on that Teretz saying I've got different Teretz, because you could do, but that's not what the our way is. Our way is to try to understand what Tosafot is saying. Tosafot is saying, Teretz is that since generally it's enumerated, what's Tosafot's right? So it's right from Shem Chinam, Shem Yisoch, and Yisoch Vasir. You see, we brought them down as four, even though she could have just said Shem. Now that Raya, we don't understand. The Raya, we don't understand.
Well, we understand it.
It's different Shem. It's a different deal. Shem Chinam is son. Shem Yisoch, a different one. Shem, different. So there's a reason why we had to bring them down individually. So what's this is Raya to this point of Matam Nask? Maybe Yossi's right. Maybe you've got a right to bring down three individual ones if it's just part of one category. Maybe you have no right to bring them down individually. What's your right? And Shemichim and Shemisop and Shemisop and Shemisop. Then each one's got a different din. That's why it was brought down individually. Here they don't. Here they don't have a different din. With all three, exactly the same din. Somebody is Matam, he's Nedim. Bemezid. Somebody's medame bemezid, pays nezid. Somebody's menas bemezid, pays nezid. All three, exactly the same halacha. So why, if so, are they brought down in three individual ones? What's your right from Shemekhinom? There, each one has a separate halacha. That's why we call them individually. Here, they all share the same halacha. That's the question on Tosafot. Masha asks this question. Where would you find Masha?
Not in the front, not in the back.
Right.
Back to the Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, excellent.
Better answer.
That's much better answer. Just take off the summer. Now pay over that. Yeah, you see him places?
Yes.
So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to read you out the question of the Mashah, and then we're going to say the Teretz of the current aim. And not the terms of the mashal. Okay? Ah, oh God. The loidomi, chiyubi, did who? Even though, you see in the mashal?
Ah,
my God. The loidomi, chiyubi, did who? He's got this question. That's the way you phrase a question in mashal's words. It's, why you bring me a rabbi shemichino? Shemisah. There they don't have the same halacha. Of course, it should be brought individually. So he carries on to say teretz. I want to go to the Kahane Ames teretz, which is the aleph. You see the aleph there? You see the aleph?
Yeah,
so
that is. Yeah, yeah. The aleph. That's also the
word.
So find the aleph. I don't
have an aleph. You don't have an aleph?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it all next to the low?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. What do we
have? So find the aleph. Is it
counter A? It's at the bottom of the.
Very good, Yossi. You found it. Right. Yeloi Domi. Nechte B'Sidoi. Nechte B'Sidoi is where you start writing. It's written on the side of his Gemara. We could answer very simple. The Raya Satesis. From Seichel, which is Rav Shemichin or Shem Yisachar. The Seichel is either like a Shemichin or like Shem Yisachar. This is put out on the Tadal Amid base. Either as it is, the Seichel has got the status of Shemichin or status of Shem Yisachar. It has exactly the same thing, either Shemichin or Shem Yisachar. And yet, the Nartinu Mishnah, we mentioned them as a separate. Shem Chinam, Shem Socha, Nes Socha, and Seichel. Four. When really, it's only three. Why do we say four? Because every time I mention the Shem, we put all four together. Really, it's the same thing. But it doesn't matter. We're talking about liabilities. Some of you is a Shem Socha or a Seichel. It's exactly the same thing. So it doesn't matter. Because since they're always coupled together, therefore we put them as a separate couple.
Not always, they're not the same thing. What's the matter?
Same thing.
Oh, well, you two are the same thing.
That's right.
And there's also confusion about it. So here's Machiach, which one goes with which?
He's not Machiach, no one knows Machiach anything.
Maybe he is.
He's not Machiach.
He's listing it after one of them. This isn't listening in the middle. This is after one.
We already discussed this last week. You had some halakha you wanted to push into it. It wasn't. He's not being machiach anything. He's listing the four shomim. He's not being machiach
either one. Is that halakha's
No, as he's not coming to teach us any halakhas. He's coming to delineate all the obvious. That's what he's doing Rav Shai. And he puts in, the stasis are already, you know. Stasis are the name, the base, the seichel, the shomim, the sochav, the shomim, the shomim, the top. Right? Shem Yisachar, so it's either like this or like that. That's what it is. I'm saying.
We need a way to be
different. It should only be 12. I can't. He puts it out.
Which one it teaches? Which one it teaches?
I don't bother me which one.
What?
Seichel really shouldn't have been mentioned. He's already mentioned Shem Echina and Shem Yisachar. There's no need to mention Seichel.
Sure.
Because we already know Shem Yisachar. We already know somebody who's liable for Gnei B'Aveda. That's called Shem Yisachar. We already know somebody who's liable for Pshia, that's called Shem Chimam. And we already know somebody who's liable for Oinsim, that's called a Shoyal. So we don't need to mention another guy that's liable for Pshia. We've said that already, Shem Chimam. We don't need to mention another guy that's liable for Shem for Gnei Vavida, because it's mentioned already. So you don't need to mention Sefer. You don't need to bring me down the liabilities. You should know the 24 liabilities, or 13 liabilities, when one of them is just a repetition of what you just said. There's somebody who is liable for Shem Yisrael, for Gnei Vavida. Okay, you've said that. And there's somebody who is liable for Pshia. You've said that. So why do you need to bring that Seichel again? Answer is, says Tosfos, because every time we mention these Arba B'Shomim, they mention this Arba B'Shomim. So we pull them down. So when I said 13, there's really 12. Why does it say 13? Because the four of them are always coupled together. Which four? Seichel didn't need. It's always coupled together, so we put it together.
Couple, then we call it. I mean, there's only 12.
Who are they?
The number 12. Say, well, this is 12, because they aren't 12. You can come and listen. If you need to have to listen, then I'll know what you meant.
So who are they? The time of Dhamma Nasser. I want to tell you, there's something called a liability for paying for headache shame. So we only need to give one example. That will be listed a liability for headache shame. Since Metam and Dhamma Nasser are always coupled together, Therefore, I listed them all together. Once you list them all together, every single one gets a certain number. Wow, which say there's 12 obvious and Zeke, and give you a list of 13, the guy will start scratching his head, not working out what's going on. So I'm saying there's 13, but the mice of the dinim are really only 12. So I'm saying there's 24, really the mice of the dinim are only, well, yeah, 20 or something. Okay, that's how.
Say it's being applied to Gaza and Ghana?
All right.
Is it the same?
They're not the same. A Ghana has to be careful, and a Gaza doesn't.
Not.
Somebody who steals in data robbery is not hired to pay for Kevin. So they don't have the same office. Okay, so that's the Mahala of this. We had a question, my short question, with the Karen Aim's answer. We learned the Karen Aim because, first of all, Rubin said it to us. And also, it's a very simple sheet to stick it to a lesson. Try and keep things simple. Okay, next in the Gemara, back to the Gemara. Bishloim eletana didon is the first word in the line. It's exactly halfway down the pitch. You got it? Exactly halfway down the pitch. Bishloim eletana didon. We understand why our Tana, Tono, Minyono, he said four, there's four of his Nizik. Why say four? Every time you say a number, it's coming to exclude something else. It's four. Why four? Limute de Bishaya. Four and not Rabbi Shayas. It's only four. Normal translation of Limute means. And they're not obvious. That's not the pshat. And what the matzim, they are obvious. Not a maskim that Shema Sachar, Shema Chinam, they're all obvious, right? But I'm not focusing on that. Let's go to explain that. Shmuel, I'm focusing on Momin HaMaskim. I'm not focusing on other HaMaskim. So we're saying four, meaning there's four Momin HaMaskim. Or according to Rav, they were talking about Odom and all types of Odom. So there's four because I'm including Odom as in one category. But Bemet, I agree that there's you could break them down further and to make them into 13. As the Taisa speaks out, you see the Taisa right next to where we're holding now. Tony Mignon and Muti. I'm going to do this Taisa now because it's like Pshat and Rashi. It's not Rashi, but we don't have this Rashi, so we have Taisa instead. Tony Mignon and Muti, see the Taisas?
Yeah.
Hi, Limuti. This limute is different to normal. Lav meshom de lesli rebchia. It's not because he doesn't hold of rebchia, doesn't hold of rebshaya. Elokoloima, we're rather meant to say limute de lo ari bihu. Limute meant that he wasn't referring, he wasn't discussing these types of office. So, back to the Gemara. First word in the line, halfway down the page. Mishlei meletana didon. All very well, according to our Tana, Tana Minyono, Limuti de Bishaya. He said a number to say four as opposed to Rebishaya. Rebishaya, why did Rebishaya say a number of 13? Tana Minyono, he said a number 13, Limuti de Bishaya, to exclude Rebi Chia. But the minyan of Rebchir is the 24. What's 24 coming to exclude? 24 and not what? What other obvious could there possibly have been that he's not bringing down? If he says 24, he's coming to exclude something. Answers the Gemara. Yeah, you hear the question, Shua?
Yeah.
Answer the Gemara. Mute, Moisa, Umafagin. Moses is somebody who tells the authorities somebody hasn't been paying tax or things like that, and therefore the authorities will confiscate the person's land. So it's also so nice to do such a thing, to be a Moses, to be a Malsh. So that's A person does it, that is a mask. He's a mask. Somebody does that. Somebody goes to authorities and says that a guy take his land is a mazik. And yeah, Rabbi didn't want to bring it down on his list. Chia said there's 24, but this I'm not bringing down. I don't know why, but this I'm not bringing down. Another example which he didn't bring down is Mefagil. You know what the pickle is? Mefagil. Yeah, Yeshua. Yeah. I mean, yes, you know what Mefagil is?
Yeah.
You know what? What's his thoughts?
I don't know that he's not going to eat in during the Ramadan time. So that we're going to eat in the wrong place.
Excellent. The fagel is they have machshava to eat it in the wrong time and wrong place. That's my fagel. Somebody has kavana to eat it in the wrong time and then he eats it like choice. If he eats in the wrong place, then he's the love. The bit bigger puzzles up the core. They have kavana to eat it in the wrong time, wrong place. You know, what did Rashi say? What's my fagel? Right. That's what you said.
It's included.
There you go.
It's different from the books of Shama. The wrong person.
Rashi is saying a different thing. Rashi is saying they'll come on up for a different cover, for a different cover. A different cover. Rashi is saying the person had the coin. The coin shepherded it with kavana. Let's say it was called Katos. It's kavana shem shlomim, which puzzles the cover. It puzzles the cover. The Mishnah Zvachim says that somebody has kavana the shame. A chat is a shame, another korban, the korban is possible.
That because the evening requirements are different?
No. If the most family has a korban for the oila, has a korban to the oila, the shame, shlomim, it's okay.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, it's so sad. A shame, shlomim, it didn't come about. Then, kol hazvachin, sheshokun, shalul ishwan, shame, erish le olu shame, but I didn't put my chat all spikes. So the Gemara mission said the first mission is Vachon. Maybe also I'm going to sell it. It's a better option than Rashi. Rashi is saying it's Fagin. Rashi is saying different shine of Fagin. Fagin means the other one not sure about it. It's not my Fagin. That's not my Fagin. Fagin is like Yossi said, puzzled up the Korban because he had Kavala to do it in the wrong time or the wrong place. Rashi says completely different shine. Kui, Sheshokat Korban, Sheshokat Chatos, משום שלומים, שאין הקורבן אוהלו לחבל בילו בצורך אחר. So there's at least three difficulties in this Rashi. The main one, we just said, why is Rashi explaining Mefagel something which is not the normal pshat from Mefagel?
He's talking about the Torah.
Obviously not. There's 24 obvious. I'm not talking about Mefagel. I'm not bringing the Av on Mefagel because we'll have to see why he doesn't bring it. We're trying to say the obvious. So, why is Rashi not explaining what Mefagel is?
Also, that's what Rashi is.
No way.
No?
No way. Pigle, who is a pasuk in the Torah? Pigle is talking about he had kavana, puts his money, puts some kumoy. There's no way that pigle means having kavana for the wrong problem. That's number one. Question number one on Rashi. Question number two on Rashi is why is Rashi talking about kumoy? Shita is kosher b'zal.
Right.
Shita is mutter b'zal. So you have the same bayah. Before b'zal, shechs. So why talk about kohen? Shokat shkobonai shel Yisrael. When I say shokat shkobonai shel Yisrael, you need to say kohen.
Unless it were kohanim, we would
shechem. No, don't have to be.
They're not really
good. We have a little bit of that. Shita is kosher b'zal. Well, Shita is created as
right.
Anyone could think of Maitre. So Rashi is just saying, because the Maitre, so you couldn't have to say, just say, Shokal, Kobona, Shita, so whoever did it. Normal.
People isn't necessarily only by Shita, too. Because while he's doing the.
Srika Saddam. Srika Saddam.
Or even the.
On the front. If Rashi would have said that Kohen Shema Fagel, Ephemod, Rashi didn't. That had to be a Kohen. But tell you that's the king to shock out, Shkita is kosher mizah. So that's our aura on Rashi. The third kasha on Rashi is why Rashi is talking about katos, that person did the shame shlamim. As we said, every code that a person shares, every code that a person shares for something else, it might be kosher, but the owner has to bring another one. If a person shares a code oilo for the sake of the shlamim, the code is kosher. But the one who had the chiyuv to bring a shlamim has to bring another one. So why talk about a chatos, the shum shlamim, where the korban's posel? You could have spoken about any korban, but the korban's not posel, but he has to bring another one anyway.
The chatos, though, affects the person who's he's not going to get the part that he was intending to get, like the. Someone does a
shlong,
someone
also, shalom.
This whole, this the consequences is severe. It's not like the owner, the one who's bringing the korban. Okay, so to the fact it was supposed to be done, but there's no, I'm not being continually punished for it.
You're not being punished. Somebody has to bring a korban chatos. Chatos is possible. It means another chatos. Not going to be punished. Has to bring another chatos. Somebody has to bring a shlomim, and the shlomim is possible. Or kosher, but he has to bring another one. He has to bring another one. Or does he have to bring another one? So why did Rashi pick on the chatos? There's three kashas on Rashi. Kohen, chatos, and the whole pshat that he said. Why should he say such a pshat? Neyeshua is very bold about this. Neyeshua, I mentioned on the side of the Gemara. You have it?
Okay.
See on the side, like my own Bnei Shua, or in mine, it's on the side. Yours probably pointed out somewhere. Yeah, that's us, yeah. Nay, I am the Savior Bnei Shua from 7th Bobo Kama, March, and Kosav, Vizen. Okay, so the castles are huge on this, Josh.
How do you know where to look? Good.
How do I know?
It says, I am the Savior.
Right. Right. Those are the questions I asked him. So
it doesn't always be there, right?
Huh?
Why does the Gemara like point to that after?
Why did the person the kid right on the side on Bnei Shua is? Are you asking? It's not a Tana. I don't know who wrote it. No. It's a Vilna Shas, they put a discussion. It's a great question.
A coin has to pay for it if it's becoming a person. Normal deal. Coin has to pay.
Okay, it has to pay. It says they want something. Do they have to pay?
Yeah.
Doesn't be, it doesn't be amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Normal
people.
Yeah.
Yes,
and what about these ones that Rush gives an example for? Does the coin have to pay for those ones or not?
Huh?
Does the coin have to pay for the ones
if you did the amazing, yeah. Yeah, remember.
Yeah,
so
so this string is nezek.
It's
not good any.
We have to see why it wasn't included.
This is even less than deeper
Bible. And what's the deeper Bible? The Bible's
getting well, Moser.
Moser's going to talk about deeper Bible.
It's not even that.
No, but Moser is. I mean, they're nice.
Mice with a mushroom.
Sports.
Yeah, without his sports, mice wouldn't be anything. There was a mice. That's a menasa also. It's only bored Bar Mitzvah. It's only because he had the kavana Bar Mitzvah. He needs the kavana with the mice to make it into something. Okay, so that's the kasha which is on Rashi. So different people give different truths and try and answer it. Some want to say Rashi didn't mean it that the shum shlomim. He didn't mean the shum shlomim as in the shum shlomim. He did it for kavana shlomim. He meant to say for the time of a shlomim. He shechted the korban. Okay, so that's the difficulty of the Rashi, and every person can think about it a little bit of a Shabbos. Why do Rashi say Koyen, not some every person? Why do Rashi say Chatzis and Shum Shlomim? And why pick on this example anyway? It's because it's spoken about any goal, but it's not Ilo and Bayim Shem for you. Fine. Pray the Gemara, back to the Gemara. We're listening. He told me not my son of Fagba. Why not? Why did he not bring that? Why did the Pia not bring it down? Bishlam Mafagel. I understand why he didn't bring down Mafagel. Why Pia didn't this Mafagel? But Kodshin like your mind. He's not talking about Kodshin. Elam Moisa, my time Eloi, Tony. Why did he not bring down Moisa? Answers the Gemara, Shani Moisa the Dibura. Moisa is pure speech. But Dibura like a man. We're not talking about Dibura. In here, it didn't list anything where the Chir is just because of Dibu.
What about Motsi Shema?
Pray the Gemara about Motsi Shema, the Dibura, Tony.
What
kind of verse
has to be given on the
Yeah, he's not focusing on things that happen to Kodshim. Like for every person, the mission is not focusing on all the Mamas. Why not? Only focus on Mamas. Why? Yeah, the mission wanted to focus. These are the list of things you have in Ezekiel through your mom. And these are the list of things you have in Ezekiel, which are done to Hedges, to Chulim. And then finally, if you want to start bringing things which are done to Hegdish as well, I could have missed to do some more.
We did some stuff, we touched on stuff with the Hegdish. With the Tumah.
Damn it, no, that's Tumah.
I know, it's Tumah. Is that a Hegdish aspect of Tumah?
No, not really. No.
No?
Well, Tumah's really, not Hegdish.
It's Hegdish as far as
it's... It's owned by... It belongs to the Kohen. It belongs to the Kohen. It's Mamish, nothing to do with Hegdish.
Okay.
Okay, see it. All we need is to find a reason why he's focusing on that. So.
It's
the land got taken by the government. No, no, so that's
the presence.
No, no, land.
So whatever
this guy has
lost property.
He lost property.
Yeah. So it's only Dibbo, it doesn't bring it down. Pray the Gemara, but Mitzi Shema the Dibur, Tony. Mitzi Shema is Dibur. Tony, have you done this Gemara?
Yes, yes.
So what's the answer to the Gemara? Dibur, the Isbe Maiso. It's a Dibur that's got Maiso. What does that mean? He's alleging that she had an affair with someone.
Right.
So he's saying it's a Dibur, the Isbe Maiso. How do you understand what the Isbe Maiso?
Because he had to have relations first in order for him to make that
deep work. Right. It's his relationship with her, means the husband who spreads these rumors. He had to have a relation first before he is able to be made to Shemar. So it's a mice of Ela with a dibble. That's what makes the 100 shekel.
Even though it's separated by 4 hours.
Without that mice, he wouldn't be able to be made to Shemar. So the Dibur is your Maisa. Pray the Gemara, he won't have to pay. Pray the Gemara, but Adam Zemim, Dibur, the less pay Maisa, Oktoni, Adam Zemim, Stama Dibur. There's no Maisa. Stama, coming to Basin. And yet it is listed, so why should we not mention Maisa? Answer the Gemara. Awesome. Ah, my God, the less pay Maisa. Even though there is no Maisa, Rachmono Kariye Maisa. The Torah considered that Maisa. Siv, Asitim Loi, Kashidomam Lasois, Lo'ofi, if you do to them, like they plan to do to the friends. You see, that the Gemara considered, the Torah considers what they were saying as if they didn't.
Why is it walking not considered Maisa? Why is walking to Basin?
The walking is just a hash. If they'd been in Basin then, they're walking just actually to do to get to Basin, not anything to do with the Mazda. Let's see Rashi. The listening layer of Chia, hi the Moisa, hi Moisa. The first word in the line is Chia. The listening layer of Chia, hi Moisa. It's a Moisa Shem, Yeah, the it's like my sister asked this question. So why do you not bring it up?
Maybe
Melissa
we
and
all know the pressure didn't pass.
the only Gemara said that Melissa in it. Didn't say what? Yeah. Melissa, what said Melissa? What do you mean Melissa? So, Melissa in lay, and here I'm Melissa. Mighty Shemra, the board is my sister, Begila. Okay. So now that's what we're gonna have to do today. Let's say on Sunday we do hope to get the two dots and finish. And I'd very much like after we've got the two dots to start Chazon, Tony over here, Tony over Shai. This last stuff. It's been very connected. And I feel it would be a big LS if we go over it again. So if that's okay with everyone, if it's not, I thought we're gonna be doing it. So from Tony over Shai, Chazon till these two dots. Okay, so on Sunday, Hashem, we'll finish to the two dots. I believe you're there already, am I right? Am I right? You have the two dots, please.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You've got it. So I can give Hashem on Sunday 9:30 then, is that right?
No.
Why not? If you're there already. Huh? I just have finished the studio. If you've done it already, then I can give Hashem 9:30. If you haven't, then I can't.
More hasn't got to see more.
So it says till Kulon always the Shandimita, inclusive Takas and Sina. Yeah, 10:30, 10:30. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everyone.